Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Glorilla is beefing with somebody new, and it involves Beyonce.
And somebody's reading Bianca Censori's lips, and I'm talking about the ones on her face.
Oh, and what single honey? Well, so she should hook up with Justin Bieber. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
It's you.
All right, Marcus Jordan, guys, he's having a rough week. He was arrested early Tuesday morning near Orlando, Florida, and he's being charged with DUI, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest, and not inviting me to that party. reportedly, he visited the Gentlemen's Club earlier in the evening, and police found him in his Lamborghini SUV, which was stuck on some train tracks. Allegedly, he was singing in the cop car the whole way to the DUI center. Anyhow, his bond is set at $4,000. He doesn't look super bothered in this mugshot.
Yeah, $4,000 ain't gonna do him no damage. And he was singing in the cop car.
Yeah.
He was still feeling his buzz. He didn't let anything ruin his mood. And I commend him. I commend him for that.
But really? What if that Lambo's SUV was left on the train tracks?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't. And if it was, he probably don't care. He'll get another one.
He's probably insured. I'm so sorry, honey. He has ruined his daddy legacy. He's running with them damn young women instead of older women. That is ridiculous.
No, he hasn't. He's grown as hell. He can do what he want to do, child.
Oh, well, that's why. Well, they need to put his ass under jail. You're doing coke. You're messing with older damn women, married women.
Under the jail for messing with older women and doing coke?
Well, we're going to put it all together then, because that's what we're talking about.
That first thing is a misdemeanor.
Having cocaine is a misdemeanor?
It's not like he had intent to distribute.
It wasn't like he had kilos.
He was trying to distribute to his nose.
Okay, Gloria is a big fan of Beyonce, y'all. And she was losing her mind cheering for Queen Bee at the Grammys. Well, Tokyo Toni, a.k.a. Black China's mom, took the chance to cut Glo down, calling her a clout chaser, among other things. Check it out.
Gorilla, for real. Because ain't one about you, little one. 2 feet tall. A half a pound soaking wet, looking like a 10-year-old boy.
Well, Glo clapped back, keeping it short and not so sweet. She said, somebody call animal control.
Like, Glorilla does nothing but walk around just spreading good joy and just positive vibes and energy.
And she loves Beyonce.
Yeah.
So she was cheering for somebody she loves.
Has Glorilla ever won anything?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was Beyonce screaming, stubbing, and hollering for her?
Yeah, but she didn't go to the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Why would that matter?
Because it matters. I'm not about to holler for your ass, and you ain't hollering for me. That's why
I don't think Beyonce is programmed to holler for people.
I don't think Diana Ross would holler for you, but you would scream and break your neck and your vocal cords hollering for her.
But Beyonce is Diana Ross to Glorilla. She's a Michael Jackson to somebody. Like, the way Beyonce move, ain't too many people moving like that. It's
an
energy that people rock with.
It wasn't a good look for Tokyo Toni.
I don't want Tokyo Toni to be mad at the world anymore. She always fussing at somebody or wanting to fight somebody.
Pray.
She need a Snickers bar.
I just want her to be nice and happy.
All right, so y'all saw how Kanye and his wife Bianca made a scene at the Grammys with a totally see-through dress. Brad even gave us a dope play-by-play on what Kanye might have been saying. And to me, that's canon. Well, a lady named Nicola Hickling, who calls herself the lip reader, claims to know what Ye and Bianca said to each other right before she dropped her coat. And according to her, Ye said, "You're making a scene right now. Make a scene. I'll say it. I'll make it. It'll make so much sense. Drop it behind you. And then turn, I got you." And then Bianca supposedly said, "All right, let's go." Is that what y'all think that they really said?
That feels possible, because he kind of has to talk her up a little bit right here. Mm-hmm. She even gives a little head shake.
Now, the way he looked like he's talking to her right now, no, ma'am, he's not saying what you just said. He's like, he said, "Bitch, you better get up here and work." That's what and she turned around and shuffled her coat and got ready. You see there? She turned around. That's what he said. And she's doing what he told her.
Are you a lip reader too, Gary?
Oh, honey, I love to read lips.
Yeah.
Brad, I was a big fan of your interpretation the other day.
I think you
probably heard
you broke that all the way down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also could be like, yo, you sure you left this, you turned the stove off? You did?
Wait, you got the keys in that coat, right? All right, we've heard all about the casting couch, but this story is a little different. British singer Cher Lloyd had some early success on The X Factor in the UK, but then her career stalled a little bit. She was about 18 at the time, and so was Justin Bieber. Oh. And her record label had a crazy suggestion for how she should get some press for her album. Check it out.
What I needed to do to make this record take off is hit some of the clubs, and they'll find out where Bieber is. And I should go try and get with him.
Justin Bieber.
Yes.
But that's just a testament to how trash the business is these days. A lot of times
that
they won't put...
That was years ago.
I know, but the legacy still continues to this day. I've heard artists say, they won't put my stuff out until something pops on social media for me. Mm-hmm. And that's just crazy, because not everybody are social media people.
True. Yep.
Well,
so true.
I mean, that means your album is about to pop. Because I saw you another day in the shower with your shirt off or something like that.
That was at a yoga place.
Oh, at a yoga place? Yeah. I said, Headcrack album is about to pop. Because I was like, I'm going to go buy that album.
I need to do more of those then. That made Gary pay attention.
Yeah. And I'm not even a social media person, but I saw that, I was like, oh.
Wow.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Okay, y'all, it's time for
Battle of the Thirst Trap.
KKK, first up is 49-year-old David Beckham. He's the new face and body of Boss One Bodywear. He even stars in a 2-minute commercial. Don't worry, I'm not gonna make you guys watch the whole thing. Wow. But a bunch of people are watching him in the shower in his undies, y'all. Check him out.
49? How are you gonna look like that at 49?
Peptides.
Peptides, all kinds of things.
Oh, and the people are watching him. Isn't that David Beckham? Yes, yeah, me.
All right.
Not the queen one.
Who showers with the underwear on?
Yeah, that's a little weird, wasn't it?
Did y'all do that?
No.
No.
When I was in school, baby, I never took my underwear off, honey. I took a shower in my underwear. In gym, y'all didn't shower with y'all underwear in gym?
No.
Yeah, you didn't take a shower. And I used to run in quickly, because at that time, I still knew who I was. So I'm like, So let me go ahead and get this shower with my underwear on and get out.
Last line of defense.
That's good. That's good.
In the words of Lisa Stanfield, baby, I may not be a lady, but I'm all woman. Next up, honey, is 28-year-old Lori Harvey, honey. And she's on vacation in the Maldives, honey, and she's putting her bikinis to good use.
Mm. Absolutely.
Oh, yep. Child, please.
Yeah?
Gary, don't be a hater, because you don't have Lori's body.
Just be real.
What?
After you see one body, she looked like all the rest of the damn bodies we see.
You know, I don't buy that. Once you've seen them one, you've seen them all. I would just rather see them all.
Everybody's body is different.
It's different, Brad, but we've seen that look.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
if she had a thong on or some dental floss, then it's a different story. Give us dental floss.
Sometimes the little tease. See, sometimes you don't need it all, just a hint.
Yeah, I guess.
A little flavor, a little insinuation.
So who wins, honey, David or Lori?
I love David's commercial.
Yeah, I mean, Lori stole it because she didn't have to get bucket naked to pull it off.
Lori's beautiful, and y'all are going to choose the woman. But I love David's commercial because it was more like fashion.
And
you
it's a tie. We both like
flashy.
David. Y'all both like Lori. So who wins?
Okay, we got
Lori was beautiful too. They both get my vote. How about that? Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Now up next, you won't believe the gift Angel Reese gave her mom for her birthday. Find out what that was after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Okay, y'all, WNBA superstar Angel Reese has a podcast called Unapologetically Angel, and her mom, who they call Big Angel, celebrated her birthday on the podcast. But that's not all. As a birthday gift, Little Angel paid off Big Angel's mortgage so that she could retire. Oh, my God, check it out.
So your mortgage today has been paid. You dropping the cake?
What?
Today your mortgage has been paid. You ain't got to worry about your mortgage no more. And if you want to still work and keep if you want to keep yourself busy, you can keep yourself busy, but.
That's so sweet.
But what about the rest of the expenses? Property taxes on the house, they're going to want that every year.
Home insurance.
Yeah, that too.
Well, her mother said if her mortgage was paid off, she didn't say all those other things.
Mm-hmm. But would y'all retire if all y'all did was paid? How would y'all come?
I don't think I would retire.
No, me neither.
I don't think I would retire. I'd just be very selective about the work that I would choose to do from that point
that
on.
You love doing. Yeah. Like, like if you like painting or something like that, the simple things in life.
The simple things.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe fulfilling dreams that you couldn't do because you had to go to work every day.
All right, everybody, it's time for Tattoo or Tattoo. Okie dokie karaoke competition show. Chris Daughtry's been a rocker for a while. He was even on American Idol back in the day, and he's also had tattoos for a long time. In fact, he told Inked Magazine that his old ink was like a playlist on shuffle, no flow, no theme. So he recently covered all the previous ink on his arms and shoulders with blackout tattoos. It took 42 hours, spread over 7 days to finish the job. What do we think? This looks like an X-Man suit, kind of.
Right?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
You like that, Gary?
Yeah, look how nice that look on him.
42 hours is a long time. I know his arms were numb.
And just imagine if you walk by something that scratches you or scrapes you. Yeah. Now you kind of got, it's like someone nicks your car. Then you got to get that refilled back in.
I wonder what made him do that, because eventually it fades.
It will
fade. It's as black, and it'll look like that kind of dingy tattoo green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's like a moldy man.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deal.
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. Kick us off, Brad.
Okay, I've got the Anakin Ionic Professional Hair Dryer. Don't let this small size fool you. Its design allows for effortless use and makes it great for travel. Now, it can go for as high as $38, but we got you today for just $10.
Ooh, wow.
Now, wait a minute. This is a doorbuster deal, so you know the drill. The limit is 3 per customer.
Nice. Okay, next, we've got the Lockley Flex Touch Smart Lock with fingerprint recognition. You can have up to 99 fingerprints stored so family, housekeepers, friends, and pet sitters can all have access. But don't worry, you'll always know what's going on because this also allows you to receive real-time alerts from the free mobile app. Now, this goes for as high as $255, but we got you today for just $49.99.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
I need to put that on my fridge.
And okay, y'all, honey, I've got the Black Wolf Whoosh Pro Water Powered Ear Cleaner, honey. Did you know? Oh, my God. Now, you're not supposed to be pushing Q-tips down your ears. Now, Whoosh generates a massaging triple jet stream of water that gently flushes out wax without pushing it deeper. It features 3 pressure settings and includes 6 flexible silicone tips. Now, honey, this usually goes for as high as $69, but we got you today for just $29.99.
Nice.
Oh. Now, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all 3.
Well, up next, honey, Zendaya baby took Tom Holland to a family function, and a time was had. We'll dish on Spider-Man's experience after the break, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Well, guys, Tom Holland has finally been invited to the cookout.
Yes, Tom.
Now, Tom got the full black experience when he went to his fiancée Zendaya's family reunion. Check it out.
I think she's right. Oh, hold on. Let me get Spider-Man.
We didn't come on this side with us.
Spidey sisters.
They didn't show it, but later on, he lost like $17,000 in a game of spades.
Oh, man.
Yo, the crazy thing is, like, we usually don't get to see that side of Zendaya's family. Because, like, I've seen her pictured walking around with her mom. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, but I see her dad all the time. He used to have, like, a big, like, Jerry curl and stuff. Like, he blackity black. They hope for she's blackity black.
She sure is.
A lot of black people,
He real Negro, honey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think Tom had a good old time.
I'm sure he did.
He looked comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think he felt uncomfortable at all. I love seeing this.
Mm-hmm. I love how they called him Spider-Man, though.
Well, y'all, moving on. This story has the internet going crazy. So 33-year-old Onaija Robinson, who's from New York, flew to Pakistan to marry her 19-year-old online boyfriend. Well, she got rejected by him, overstayed her visa, refuses to leave, and is now demanding money from the Pakistani government. And no, I'm not making this up, y'all. She is now on, she's now an online sensation from this. Watch this.
100K or more. I need 20K by this week in my pockets, in cash. That's a demand to the government. 2,000 or more every week. I demand from the government more than $5,000 in USD. Give me $3,000 a week. Give me more than $5,000 or more, $5,000 to $10,000 USD demand. I want $20,000 up front, $5,000 to $10,000 to stay here every week. And I want those demands from the government right away.
Well, actress Countess Vaughn decided to give us her version of Onaija. Check it out.
I need $20,000. At the end of the day, for my lipo, okay? 20,000. 30,000.
There's a Tubi movie to be made. Countess Vaughn needs to be playing her in that movie.
Absolutely.
It's wild to wind up someplace and start demanding money from the government.
And you in a whole different country. They will put your ass in jail.
She looking at it in Cane out here.
She probably don't even know the rules there. Like
the fact that there was a press conference.
The fact that there were people standing behind her.
There were actual cameras there listening to her demands.
Yes. And how many times did she do it? Because she changed the number like 10 different times.
Well, coming up, honey, the Met Gala, honey, has revealed this year's dress code and the star-studded host committee. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, all right, baby, get ready to suit up, honey. We have more details about the Met Gala happening on May the 5th. Now, the official dress code from Miss Anna, or should I say the official dress code for, honey, Miss Anna Wintour, honey, big night is tailored for you in celebration of this accompanying exhibit, Super Fine Tailoring Black Style. Now, guests can interpret that in many ways, of course, but this is the first exhibit in 20 years to focus on menswear. Oh, good, honey. Now, specifically black.
The hosts are Pharrell Williams, Lewis Hamilton, Coleman Domingo, Simone Biles and husband, Jonathan Owens, Angel Reese, Shikari Richardson, Regina King, Usher, Dolce, A$AP Rocky, and LeBron James, among others. Ooh, so what do we think?
So this is the black thing, man.
Come on, Anna Wintour.
Like Zendaya Family House.
Yes, honey. Black on black. Mm. And it's not even Black History Month. It's in May.
Yeah.
Wow.
Usher gonna kill it. I know that.
And your friend Coleman Domingo.
And Coleman Domingo is going to slay it real bad.
Dolce gonna eat.
Dolce's gonna eat too. Yeah. So this is gonna be cute.
But for real, he's gonna let him have it, baby. And
Andre 3000 is supposed to pull up as well.
I'm so interested who's gonna take it the biggest. Cause you know, like people run with the Met Gala and they try to push it. Like people showed up in like the robot arms. Katy Perry had the burger suit.
Well, Kim Kardashian gonna win, baby. She's gonna have the last man by her side. And I'm sure he's gonna be black. Well, honey, that's all the time we have for today, honey. I need to get my suit ready, and I'm gonna see you next time. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Twinkles.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.